Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 121 of the Big Boob Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about college football. It's not so great for me right now, y'all. Just putting that out there. Anyway, we're going to talk about college football. And then we're just going to talk about what's been going on with us. Just kind of a general catch up about life in the Hudson and Schenkel households. These kids. My goodness. Before we get started with all of that, though, just a quick reminder, if you would like to keep up with us on the social media, here's the best way to do that. You can follow me, Sophie, on Twitter at Boo Mama or on Instagram at BooMama205. You can follow Melanie on Twitter at Big Mama or on Instagram at Melanie Schenkel. I have a blog that I don't really write on anymore, but you're welcome to go back and look at it. It's called Boo Mama, and it's at BooMama.net. Melanie has a blog that she still updates occasionally, and it's called Big Mama. It's at TheBigMamaBlog.com. And then, if you would like to follow along with our Facebook friends, you can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheBigBooCast. Oh, social media. Oh, football. Oh, episode 121. We sure are glad you're here with us. And remember, if you're here, you're home. Hope y'all enjoy. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And it is finally fall.
Thank goodness. I mean, I can't even tell you. I feel like now all of a sudden it's turned and I walk into my closet every morning and I'm like, look at all the choices I have of things I could wear.
I mean, this morning I was like, which sweater should I choose? What are these things called, sweaters? But behold the wonder of the sweater.
I know. It's so great. It's like we turned a corner. And I mean, it was like, I don't know what y'all were like, but I mean, it was like full on winter here last week. I mean, it got to where we had 2 days where the highs were only like in the low 50s. And that's pretty much our winter time.
No, that didn't hit here until really probably Sunday. It was probably the first, well, maybe Saturday a little bit. There was a little bit of a, I don't know, kind of a cool breeze, but Sunday night was the first night I was cold when I slept, which is, you know, significant to me. So
delightful. I know. Mm-hmm. Well, and I forgot that what happens this time of the year is I forget how much Perry really likes to run the heat. Like he's not opposed to some heat. And I saw a thing on Facebook this morning that I thought I'm going to have to send this to him. And it was like a sign by somebody's thermostat that was like, have you put on a sweater? Have you put on long pants? Can you see your breath? If the answer to any of these is no, then do not turn on the heat.
That's how I feel.
Yes. Get a blanket. Get a blanket. I do not want that warm air blowing on me.
I don't either. Now, I don't mind it like at my feet. I don't mind some warm air coming across my feet like from a little space heater or something.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't want any warm air in my face ever. I know this is shocking given my love for heat.
Yes. Yes. No, it feels so claustrophobic. And there was one morning, like our thermostat, and I appreciated it. He was trying to be sweet, but it's like our bedrooms are on a different thermostat than our living area. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of waited until it was about time for Caroline and me to get up. And he turned on the heat so that the bedroom, I think in his mind, would be warm when we had to get out of bed. But like I woke up, it was like, am I being tortured? Like what is happening? What is happening? Like I'm being smoked out, you know, like they like smoke like a criminal or something where I like woke up and I was like, why can I not breathe? Why am I sweating? What is happening? And I was like, oh, the heat is on. I was like, no, I would rather have that like 30 seconds of being freezing cold till you can get your robe on instead of like waking up feeling like I'm being smoked out.
I'm with you. This is what our little fluffy, what are they called? I can't think of the name. Imagine that.
Our Blardigans. Brian Chalmers. Are you talking about the Blardigan by Brian Chalmers?
Yes. It's Brian Chalmers' Blardigan.
Yes.
This is what they were made for.
Yes, absolutely. For such a time.
I told the Brian Chalmers story in chapel last week at school.
Yes. And?
Oh, I got great grief for it. I got a lot of kids coming in my office going, Ms. Hudson, is the song you're playing by Brian Chalmers?
Listen, these teens, they're comedians, every single one of them. They're hilarious. It's all fun and games till you realize that those fish oil tabs aren't working and you can't remember basic information.
It's all fun and games till you can't remember the word blartigan.
or the song Lost in Japan, Tokyo.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tokyo. I will post our friend Jenny from Texas made a really funny graphic that made my whole week last week.
Yeah.
And Alex actually shared it with a few of his friends after chapel. It was perfect. I'll put it in the show notes. It was delightful.
Well, I told you last week, like after we got off the phone and I kept laughing about it, I was like, oh, that's the new Regina Phalange from Friends. You know, like, oh, where are you going? Well, I have a meeting with Brian Chalmers. Brian Chalmers called. And so we've got to get together and talk about some business.
That's right. That's right. Brian Chalmers and I will be conducting this morning's session in Conference Room B.
That's right. That's right. Paging Brian Chalmers. Paging Brian Chalmers.
That's it. Oh, gosh. Well, the sad news around here right now is Mississippi State football, which I don't know. I know you had a weekend off and all the joys that will bring a person in the middle of the season, but
a bye week will pretty much make you remember what it's like to just be a normal human.
Exactly. Just to live. Just live
your life. Yep. No angst, no drama, no tension. But listen, y'all played LSU. That is tough.
Well, that's true. And our defense played lights out. Our defense was unbelievable. We could not have bought an offense. I mean, like, it was just one of those nights where they could not get anything going.
Yes.
And I'm sure they were probably far more frustrated than I was, considering that they're the ones who actually, you know, get out there and toil and work and run in order to be a team. But it was sad to kind of watch them struggle like that. So,
yeah, it's going to be really interesting because as I'm sure you're aware, our teams play each other this weekend. And it'll be interesting to see because I feel like Mississippi State and A&M are very, by all appearances, now we'll see what happens, but I feel like we're very evenly matched.
I do too.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that game comes out. Cause I really I have no feeling about that game.
Mm-hmm. But we're not scoring a whole lot of touchdowns. So
no, we aren't either. I mean, we're getting into the red zone like nobody's business, then we tend to struggle a little bit.
Right. Well, so we're not scoring touchdowns and we gave it away a lot too this past weekend. So I don't know, but home is always better. Yeah. Home is usually better than the road. But I think, I mean, hopefully it'll be a good game. Hopefully it'll be a fun game to watch. Boy, it's so much more fun when you score touchdowns. It really is.
Yes. It really adds an element that feels crucial to football to when your team scores touchdowns.
Yeah. Cause I will say, like, at the half of the State LSU game, I was like, I love a defensive struggle.
Yeah.
And then I realized sort of in the second half that really it was not so much a defensive struggle as it was that we really couldn't get any offense going. Like that's a little bit of a different deal, you know,
That tends to be less fun.
Yeah. It was less fun. The second half, I would say it was less fun. So, anyway, Alabama continues to be, I don't know, invincible.
Yeah. No, but I mean, nobody's going to beat them. I mean, they like really, I was watching game day Saturday morning and they were like, Alabama, Tennessee. And I thought, why are we even going through the motions of this? Like, we all know how this is going to end. Tennessee knows how this is going to end. Do we need to be like put on the elephant head to like, oh, I think Alabama, well, that's right. Taken a real leap of faith. I mean, they're going to demolish everybody.
Mm-hmm. Basically, they are.
Yeah. So now LSU finds itself in the number 4 spot in the country because Ohio State lost to Purdue.
How about it?
How about it?
I know.
And LSU's fun to watch. I mean, I know they struggled some. I mean, our defense played really well. They struggled some offensively, but they're fun to watch. They're so physical and fast. And I don't know. You know, about, as I always say, I do love me a tiger. I really do.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and you know that I'm going to say, let me just go ahead and say for all you LSU Tiger fans, I hope that you feel some semblance of the pain that I have felt over crap targeting calls in light of the fact that Devin White is now going to be out for the first half of your game.
Of the Alabama game.
For sacking a quarterback. I'm sorry. That was a quarterback sack. That's been going on since the beginning of the time. If we're going to start penalizing people for sacking the quarterback, then why don't we just play golf and call it a day? I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's out of control.
It's out of control. I did not think that was the strongest call. I can even go with you too. Like, okay, well, so it's targeting. Every once in a while you get a bad call, whatever. Even the player getting ejected from the game. Okay. But to penalize that player the next week, I think it's terrible.
I agree. But,
you know, I don't get it.
No,
I don't get it.
Because that can change the whole, because we're going to be doing that too. We're going to be missing one of our top defensive players the first half against y'all. And I'm like, that's what somebody did 2 weeks ago. And it was a bad call to begin with. So the fact that now that bad call not only hurts you in this game, but it's going to hurt you for the first half of your next game. Here's what I'm going to say. I love our dear friends at the SEC office, but they need to get it together on the targeting calls. That's what I'm going to say. There's a real discrepancy there. That's what I'm going to say.
If I said the name DeShazer Everett at this point, would your head come off of your body?
I was about to say, if I were to write a paper, I would say from the DeShazer Everett of time, the college targeting rule has been inefficient and poorly managed. Here's what I think needs to happen. Not that I've thought about this at all. There needs to be targeting one and targeting two. There needs to be targeting that is not ill-intentioned, just ill-conceived. That's a 15-yard penalty, the end. Then you have targeting with intent to maim or kill. Then you get the 15-yard penalty and the ejection from the game. Mm-hmm. But that's it. It does not go into your next game. That's not how you parent. I mean, I'm not going to tell Caroline, you're grounded this weekend. And for good measure, I'm going to go ahead and ground you 6 months from now. No, it's right then you're in trouble. And then that's it. Mm-hmm. And then there's grace. There's new mercies every football game. That's how I feel about it. Makes me angry. I'm angry for the LSU fans. Everybody knows that A&M gets the worst. Did you not see that SEC short where the little A&M guy, and then he hugs the teacher and they're like, targeting, illegal contact. I'm like, crap. What it is.
I look forward to the presentation you and Brian Chalmers have for us in the SEC conference room.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I plan to be there, and Brian Chalmers and I are going to break this down and we're going to fix what's broken.
With a PowerPoint presentation.
That's right. That's right. We are anxiously awaiting our time before the SEC commissioner to talk about our grievances vis-a-vis targeting calls.
There you go. Okay. I have to say that this past weekend, I happened upon on Netflix, the program, this is related to football, the program QB1, which several people who listen to the podcast have recommended it at different points along the way, and I've just never watched it.
I feel like I've heard it mentioned.
Let me tell you something.
Tell us.
Well, it's done by the same people, by Peter Berg, you know, who did Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, which sold.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sold. So it follows three high school D1 quarterbacks, or high school quarterbacks who have signed with D1 schools.
Oh.
So it follows Tate Martell, who's now at Ohio State. It follows Tavon Bowers, who's now at Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third person they follow is Jake Fromm, who is now the quarterback at the University of Georgia.
Who I love, by the way.
I'm going to tell you that this will make you love him all the more.
Oh, I can't even wait.
I thought last night, well, I believe that in a time of confusion and sometimes discord in our country, I'm not sure that Jake Fromm wouldn't be the fix for all of it. Like his relentless positive attitude, his love for people, his perspective on life, like everything about him screams leader, like capital L-E-A. I mean, like, he's just a leader. He's just,
okay. he love that.
Unbelievable. And so I am now his biggest fan. I've never really cheered for Georgia since like 1980 when Herschel Walker was there. But I'm ready to cheer for Georgia again. I'm ready to cheer for Georgia again just because they had the good sense to sign this kid. Like, oh my gosh. And I thought 1,000 times, you will adore him. I mean, like,
I was already sold because, you know, I believe I've mentioned this, that, you know, his Twitter name is Jake from State Fromm.
Yes.
That really.
Yes.
You had me at the pun, Jake Fromm. You had me at the pun.
And he, to be so talented, he comes across as like the most carefree, but deeply competitive kid. And okay. So, I mean, like, it shows him at one point having playing a ping pong game with the middle brother, because there's three Fromms.
Okay.
All of the great athletes. And he's playing ping pong with his middle brother and like gets so mad that he loses a ping pong match that he throws the paddle down on the table and smashes it into pieces. like he hates to lose. He hates to lose. But you know how I feel about that. He's somebody who, like, they get knocked down, but they're like, oh, you just wait till I get back up again. Like, he's just infectious.
I can't wait. I mean, this is going on my must. This is going to the top of my must watch list.
It's fascinating for lots of reasons, this show is. And the episodes are only like 30, 35 minutes long a piece. I think the last one was maybe 40 minutes. And there are only 10 episodes. And it was all these guys. It was their senior season. But I can't tell you how, like, you can't, there's no way to watch one and go, hey, I'll get back to this in a week or so. Like,
okay, right.
If you watch one, people in your house are going to go without meals.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to keep watching and have to keep watching because it follows their football season, their senior year, and all the stuff that's going on in their lives.
Okay. I'm in. I'm going to start watching it. I'm going to find myself alone in a hotel room this week because I have a speaking thing in Houston, and I feel like this is probably going to be the best use of my time.
Oh, I think it's going to be an excellent use of your time. Yes. Okay.
I can't wait. Because here's the thing I love about Jake Fromm is that, like, there's incidences of him where, and I feel like I know him in, because there are headlines like this, like he hurt his hand because he got a fishing lure caught in it. I feel like I know that person. You know what I mean? That, like,
I think you do.
Got your coach and trainers freaking out. And it's like, well, I was fishing and I got a lure stuck in my hand.
Yes. He also, like, he decompresses. He likes to get in the woods a little bit. Okay. And so with his granddaddy, because that's what he and his granddaddy always hunted when he was growing up. So he likes to just go get in a tent, you know, like that he set up like some kind of blind and then just sit out there for a minute.
All right. Well, I'm in. I am in. So I've also started watching The Good Place on your recommendation.
Yes.
It was a little, I can't figure out, like, it's a little slow going. Like, I felt like it took me about the first three to kind of, but now it's picking up and I'm finding myself, it's really funny. So it's really funny, but it's, you have to listen and you have to pay attention, but it really, like, so it's growing on me. So I'm a fan of The Good Place. That was a good recommendation.
Okay. So now you understand. Well, I don't think I told you this, but I told David. So I went to go get a pedicure a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. And anyway, this one guy did my nails. And then when I went to the pedicure, the first guy left. And so another guy did my pedicure part. And it was Jason. It was straight up Jason.
Okay. Okay.
Who gave me the pedicure. Like, he was so endearing and so sweet. And I so expected him at some point to talk about Blake Bortles. Like, he was, I mean, and granted, Jason on the show is not necessarily portrayed as the sharpest tack in the box. This guy, it was not that at all. He was just, he talked about the most random stuff in kind of this sort of, I don't know, kind of laid back stream of consciousness way that was delightful.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I like it. It's a good, and I like a good, I'm enjoying right now. You know, it's all about where you are, but I like a good quick, like you could just watch an episode and it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So just here and there, a little pick me up.
Well, I'm glad you started to watch it.
Yeah, I like it. And it, I don't have to think too much. And that's my other, you know, as evidenced by the fact that I was watching Frasier, I need something that doesn't require me to have to really think or go to a dark place.
Right, right. Well, I will say the last 2 weeks, and I won't get into the details of this, for the last 2 weeks, I have felt like I had to sort of disengage from the world a little bit. Like I just needed to put the curtain down for a minute, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And I would like to thank QB1 for its grace to me during this time.
Yes.
I would like to thank the Real Housewives of all the counties for their help in this endeavor.
Yes.
And this morning, I was so delighted. I got in the car and we turned on the radio and the Billy Joel channel is back on XM.
Oh, well.
So.
What you're saying is life is looking up. Thank you for all these supporting. So you're supporting actors and actresses that are getting you through.
Yes. I don't know that it's actually looking up, but I will say that with the curtain down, these things have helped me. Now, yes. The curtain's going to have to come back up in a couple of weeks. But for right now, I'm grateful to the QB1s of the world. I'm grateful to the Good Places of the world. And the college footballs of the world for just providing some relatively mindless entertainment.
Listen, but I'm gonna go ahead and say I think I'm living proof you can avoid the news as long as you want to. You can. And you'd be shocked. The other day, Perry, my phone did this. It went, dee-dee-dee, dee-dee-dee, the ESPN deal. And he goes, what is that? I said, I have ESPN notifications on my phone. And he was like, you don't even watch the news. And I was like, no, I don't. But I know the sports news. And I know what just happened. I know today that Amari Cooper just signed or something because I get all the latest updates that the Oakland Raiders are trading Amari Cooper to the Dallas Cowboys. That's breaking news. I also get breaking recruiting updates from Tex Aggs. Okay. The rest of the news, I'm going to say, I'll get to it when I need to.
Well, I can't. I have a whole thing about this. I can't stay away long term. I want to know what's happening. And I do know what's happening. I do know. I'm aware of a situation right now with Saudi Arabia. Like I know what's happening. But it's more like I'm giving myself just like a little recap at the end of every day, as opposed to trying to keep up with it every day.
Yeah. You're no longer necessarily actively trying to solve things that are going on right now.
No, because honestly, who could? Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. So, anyway, I'm just trying to give my brain, it's that whole thing. It's kind of like after, the election a couple of years ago, when Alex asked me if I was going to be sad for a long time, it was kind of like, I felt myself go into a place where I thought I'm way too sad. I'm way too sad about things. So I've got to pick it up. I got to lighten it up. I got to pick it up. So that's where we are.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to tell you.
For better or worse.
Speaking of for better or for worse, I'm going to totally take a left turn here. And I'm going to tell you that I woke up Sunday morning for church and I looked in the mirror and such was the state of my forehead. Like, I think I wrote in Sparkly Green News, this has been an ongoing problem, but it's hit an all new problem. Like when Caroline was about 4, one morning she had slept with me and she woke up and she looked at me and she said, Mom, I can see your brains on your forehead.
Okay.
And what she was seeing was that I get this line, and now I used to just get it in one spot. Now I get two. And essentially when I wake up in the morning, I look like Harry Potter. Like it's like I have a, it looks like I have fought with Voldemort and he has won while I have slept because I have like some sort of two vertical lines that go down my forehead. And okay. Here's the problem. You know how you've been with me enough times. You know I like to sleep right up to the point that I have to be up and have to get dressed.
Right. I was going to say, I'm betting you're not giving yourself any recovery / bounce back time in the morning to deal with this. Right?
No, but I'm going to have to start. Like I thought, okay, this is a problem because if I don't fix this, I'm going to have to start getting up at 7 on Sunday mornings to leave the house by 9 if I want this line to be go away. Here's what the problem is.
Which, by the way, I have to do that because of my eyes.
But see, that is no way to live. So... And here's the other problem is I'm getting older. And I guess as my skin is losing whatever it is that it loses, the line never really goes away. Like I can feel it up there right now. It's always there and it's faint. So I have done significant research on what I can do. Here's what I found. Botox doesn't help sleep lines.
Okay.
Here's why. Because what a sleep line essentially is, and this is the saddest statement I've ever had to make, it's just the loose skin that folds over on itself while you sleep.
Oh, bless it. That's hateful.
That's awful.
That's just awful.
I mean, yes. It hurt my feelings when I read that. So Sunday morning before we even left for church, I had Googled, what do you do about sleep lines on your forehead?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that I pulled up several. It's an epidemic is what I'm going to tell you based on the internet. But I found several different suggestions. I found other people telling me, agreeing that filler doesn't help, Botox doesn't help, none of that because it's the loose skin. So somebody suggested, and I have now ordered from Amazon, just taping it with cloth surgical tape when you sleep. And so...
Do you pull it up and tape it?
Well, I think since it's vertical, you just tape it across, like you tape it horizontally so that skin can't fold, right?
Can I be at your house the first night you do this and you have to tell Perry Schenkel what you've done?
Well, listen, it gets worse. It gets worse. So I ordered the cloth surgical tape. It was only $4. So I was like, that's going to be worth a try to tape my forehead.
Because I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You said two things.
What?
You said cloth surgical tape. You said... Take my forehead.
Yes. So
this is where we are. This is where we are.
We didn't know this when we started podcasting in 2007 that this day would come. So I did that. Well, then I did further research. And so what I have now ordered for myself.
Yes.
Which I texted you is I found it was on some blog post. It's called the Sila. And I'm going to tell you that Sila is S-Y-L-A because it stands for sleep your lines away.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Somebody's been thinking.
Yep. And what it is a sleep mask that you put across your forehead while you sleep.
Uh-huh. Like, and you don't mean like a chemical mask. You mean like a legit mask?
No, like it's like a satin headband, essentially, is what it is. But it's not satin because they tried silk and satin and they finally discovered a poly-based material.
Okay.
That was amazingly soft and yet had a two-way stretch to it.
Okay.
So you sleep in the band. It goes across your forehead.
Okay.
And it keeps your skin from folding at night.
Do you have to wear the surgical tape when you wear the band, the mask?
I think it's either or. The surgical tape, because I have Amazon Prime, I could get today, and I felt like I needed to do something quick.
Okay.
The Sila, I don't think will come in till later on this week.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that based on their website, which you know wouldn't give you bad information, that not only did the Sila remove and prevent future sleep wrinkles, but 8 hours of wearing it also smoothed out past wrinkles that are caused by squinting and general aging.
So is that if you wear it all the time?
No, you just have to wear it 8 hours a day.
You just have to
wear 8 hours.
Eight hours a day.
Eight hours at night. So you sleep in it.
Yeah.
So you wear it when you sleep.
Yeah. So what can that do for the lines that come down from the sides of my eyes? Would I have to wear the mask across my eyes? Would that help at all? Or is it only the forehead situation?
No, they say it also helps with crow's feet because it smooths all of that out.
Yeah, I don't really have crow's feet as I have like eagle talons. I have a little bit more of a mature situation going on than just some crow's feet.
Yes. Well,
that was 33 was crow's feet. Now we're really dealing with a five alarm situation. My eyes.
It's a money back guarantee. I am not being paid. Okay. This is not a paid advertisement. But it's really not because I haven't even tried it. I don't know. But it says that the Sila is guaranteed to prevent and remove sleep lines, frown lines, and wrinkles on the sides of your eyes and your forehead.
Is how much was this?
It was $35 plus $7.99 for shipping.
Do we not think you're just gonna get like a scrunchy thing in the mail, I would use maybe to pull my hair back when I wash my face?
Well, it looks very different. I mean, we'll see. And it has a lifetime warranty. It has a money back guarantee.
Well,
I felt like here's the problem. I can't sleep on my back. Like even if I train myself to start on my back, I'm not going to end up there.
I can't either.
Some people talked about a satin pillowcase, which I still think I may get in conjunction with the Sila. But
my mama swore by a satin pillowcase.
Yeah, well, because it's supposed to be good for your hair too, you know. And I remember my grandmother used to like she always had a satin pillowcase, and she also had frownies. Remember those little? They were like wings that you taped on your forehead.
Yes.
And I never understood that, but now I get it. Now I know. So I feel like my nanny, God rest her soul, would be so proud of
this is your heritage.
It is my heritage. I've said before, I come from a long line of very vain women.
Yes. So, you have. Yes.
So I just feel like I cannot, but I mean, it was like this wrinkle situation. I was like, this is out of control. This is too much. I can't get up 3 hours before I have to be everywhere for the rest of my life so that my wrinkles could go away.
Okay, I'm putting satin pillowcase. I'm making myself a note right now. I'm going to order me one.
Yeah, I think a satin pillowcase. They say it's great for your hair, too.
Well, I feel like it will make my hair staticky just because it's so fine. But maybe that will help with my eye situation.
Yeah.
If I don't have some kind of cotton pressing in on my face.
Yeah. Well, that's what they say is like when you start reading, like they recommend a feather pillow helps supposedly like a pillow that's a little less firm. But then here's the problem with that. They say to help with the sleep wrinkles, you need a pillowcase that fits your pillow really tight, a cotton one, if you're going to sleep on cotton. Otherwise, you need to do satin. Now, I will tell you, I have heard great things. Nordstrom sells, it's called the Slip Silk pillowcase. Mm-hmm. And it's pricey, but it comes in a lot of colors and it's very highly rated is what I'm going to tell you. So I think I'm about to order a Slip Silk pillowcase to go to work in conjunction with my Sila face mask.
It's like we're fighting the most losing battle.
Yes.
But
yes,
we're going to convince ourselves over and over again that we can win it.
Yep. I'm digging a hole at the edge of the ocean is what I'm doing. Like it's never going to, but I just, this wrinkle, I can't even tell you how bad it is. It's like I wake up and it just looks so angry. So I'm like, well, I either have to get bangs, which that's not going to work out. Or I have to find, I don't know. I mean, so I was like, I could go get Botox in it, but I was like, well, that doesn't help because there are no muscles under it. It's the loose skin that folds over.
Which really, is that just not, that's indignity heaped on indignity, I feel like.
It absolutely it is. It's just not fair.
Hey y'all, it's me. All by myself in the middle of this episode because I want to tell you about a couple of things. Here's the first thing. Care of. When it's back to school time, it means you're typically always on the go, whether you're shuffling kids to practices or you're going to football games. There's not always a lot of extra time to devote to staying healthy. Well, Care of can make taking care of yourself this fall easy with personalized vitamin and supplement packets that are perfect for on the go. This is a great way to support your body with an extra health boost and vitamins that you need to stay in shape. Also, it's a great way to combat stress and stay healthy by adding some supplements for energy, stress, and sleep to your routine, because whether we like it or not, winter is coming. So it's great to give our immune systems a little extra love and a little bit of a running start to support our health in the cooler months ahead. Y'all, I tried Care of for the first time a few months ago. I took the quiz, which was super simple and fun, and then it gave me the recommendations for some vitamins and supplements that would be beneficial to me. I love the individual packets that came in the mail just a few days later. And they're so easy to throw in your purse, to throw in an overnight bag, to throw in your suitcase if you know you're going to be away from home 3 or 5 or 7 nights at a time. Just makes the process of taking vitamins and supplements so much more simple for those of us who may not necessarily feel like we know the best way to go about doing that. So if you would like to try Care of, if you feel like you could use a little bit of a boost this fall as you work to get and stay healthy, all you have to do is go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code BIGBOO for 25% off your first month of personalized Care of vitamins. That's takecareof.com and then use the promo code BIGBOO for 25% off personalized Care of vitamins. Here's the second thing I want to talk to you about. RX Bar. RX Bar is a whole food protein bar. That means that they're made with real whole ingredients. RX Bar wants to be transparent and upfront with their customers, which is why they label the core ingredients, egg whites, dates, and nuts, on the front of the package, and then the flavor components on the back, things like real unsweetened chocolate and coconut and apples. Beyond being a go-to snack that checks off a number of nutritional boxes, RX Bars actually taste delicious. RX Bar also has a kids line, which is great because parents expect the same high quality, clean label nutrition for their kids as they do for themselves. Parents don't want to have to compromise when it comes to kids snacking, and RX Bar has provided an option that fits everybody's modern lifestyle and nutritional expectations. Both the adult bars and the kid bars are gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. They have no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives, and no fillers. So they're perfect for a pre or a post-workout snack, for a breakfast on the go. They're perfect for a lunchbox add-in for your kids or an after-school snack. Y'all, I, as a general rule, have not really been a huge fan of protein bars because I don't like the way they taste. I have to say, though, I am crazy about these RX bars. They are delicious. They taste like real food. The peanut butter chocolate bar is probably my favorite. But what's so great about it is that in addition to having a really delicious taste, you don't get a sugar crash afterwards. You don't feel hungry 30 minutes after you eat one. It really does sustain you. So if you would like to try RX Bar, this is a good day for you because RX Bar is offering you an exclusive pack of 6 adult bars and 4 kid bars, so the whole family is able to try them and enjoy them. For 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/bigboo and enter the promo code BIGBOO at checkout. That's an exclusive pack of 6 adult bars and 4 kid bars. And for 25% off your first order, visit rxbar.com/bigboo and use the promo code BIGBOO at checkout. Alrighty, y'all. Back to episode 121. Okay, so on to happier topics besides our faces that are caving in on themselves.
Folding in on themselves while we sleep. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are having a baby.
Listen, you want to talk about a kid that's won just every kind of genetic and whatever possible lottery there is.
Oh, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with, right now, the pictures of them from their Australia trip for a couple of reasons.
Yes.
One is it reminds me a little bit of when I was first pregnant and desperately wanted to wear maternity clothes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I would wear a maternity clothes, and then I would poke my stomach out, and then I would hold my belly.
Yes.
So people might think, gosh, is she pregnant? When I looked just like I always had.
Mm-hmm.
Now she has a little bit of a pooch, but for the rest of us, what that would be called is dinner. You know what I mean? Like it's not super significant.
No.
Although I bet she feels terrible. So I've been obsessed with just seeing the different ways that she sort of showcases the beginnings of a baby bump.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's really proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, well, and I've heard speculation that she may be as far along as 15 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well,
I don't know if that's true, but I had read that somewhere, like people.com. So, you know, they know.
Well, yeah, they know.
Uh-huh.
The second thing I have been obsessed with, is the way that he dotes on her.
Oh, he adores her.
I mean, the way that he cannot not touch her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He adores her.
I mean, just adores her. And I think she adores him as well, but I just, to watch the interaction there.
Yes.
Is super interesting, because I don't know if you know this, but if you've been married for say like 21 years, that's,
tell me,
That's not necessarily the dynamic all the time.
No.
After you've been married for 21 years or two, even, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was going to say, or 21 months.
Yeah. I mean, some people maybe have that degree of have to touch all the time for a long time. I would say those people are not any people I know, but I congratulate them.
Yes.
I'm so happy for y'all. But that's just not the world necessarily that I live in.
Yes, I would agree with that myself.
I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes you'll see where like he's not just holding one of her, like her hand with
he's
one of his hands.
He's got both her hands.
Yeah, or he's got both of his hands around one of her hands, or he's always got. And you know, and I feel like William and Kate, it was always such a thing of like, are they not allowed to hold hands in public? And listen, I get that the rules are probably stricter for William and Kate than they are for Harry and Meghan, just because William will be king and
right.
Harry doesn't have that pressure. So maybe they're a little bit looser, or maybe the royal family is just like, whew, Harry is settled down and in love. We'll take it. Like, we're not going to tell him he can't hold hands with his wife.
Right.
But it's nice to see they're so affectionate.
Yes, they're so affectionate.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that they're so affectionate, but I feel like her pregnancy has even dialed it up a notch from where we were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So, well, and like she got to skip out on, like, there was some event that it was like, oh, she can't make it. And I was like, oh, see, he said, you know, he was like, you're exhausted. You need to stay in bed.
Yes.
You need to watch QB1 and just, mm-hmm. you know, order some room service and not go do this, you know, not go visit these school children with me today.
That's right.
I think that's
they're
very
precious.
Sweet.
They're the cutest couple.
They are the cutest. And I love, you know, nothing like a royal tour. And it's fascinating to me to see. I love seeing what she wears and her wardrobe options, because hers are a lot more, I feel like hers are a lot more everyday woman than what Kate
yes.
wears when she's on a royal tour.
Yes. Much more like you might go in a store and see it there.
Yes.
Like much more sort of laid back and much more like we would dress here, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like very, she loves herself a blazer with like some black mm-hmm. jeans and a button down shirt. And like one day she was wearing, it was like from the Serena Williams collection. And it was like this kind of tweedish oversized blazer. And I was like, see, I would wear that. I would go buy that and I would wear it.
Well, she's as cute as she can be. I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, me too. I think she is just darling. And I can't wait to see their baby, because, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean.
Yeah. So
it should be I think it will prove to be a delight all the way around.
Yes. Well, and we also had at the same time, we also had Eugenie got married.
Yes.
We had a royal wedding.
Yes. I looked at some of those pictures, I guess weekend before last
mm-hmm.
and was fascinated by that whole thing, just because I don't know, with her parents being divorced and you just kind of looking at how all that plays out and
yeah.
I don't know. And but then it looked like she had a beautiful wedding.
Yeah. And then Fergie was still there. And there was speculation that Philip would not come because I don't know if you know this, but allegedly Prince Philip does not care for Fergie.
And oh, really?
He said that he might not even be at the wedding, but he was there. And listen, he strolled on in, but I did not see, but they were in the family picture together. But I wondered, like, is that, can you get past it? Or are you still just like, ugh, she was the worst?
I mean, is it still, it's the reason why he doesn't like her because of all the things that happened when they were still married?
I think so. And that's been a long time goodness. Ago. I don't know. But listen, we all know from watching.
It might be time to put all that behind us. Well, I mean.
But here's what we know about Prince Philip based on The Crown, which there again, I'm sure is totally accurate. He's not really the best at getting over stuff.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
You know, that's so I don't fair. Know. I don't know. So, but yeah, I thought her dress was beautiful. I thought she was a pretty, I mean, I was like, she's a princess bride. It was, and mm-hmm. she did the carriage ride and the whole deal. But I thought it's so interesting that that was so much less pomp and circumstance than the other.
Oh yeah, definitely you know? A whole lot less pomp and circumstance. I saw a picture, somebody posted it on Twitter or something. There was a picture of the carriage. And then on the other side of the carriage was a soldier in all the regalia. But the way that the picture was framed, it looked like inside the carriage there was a picture of a soldier. I don't know. I went back and looked at it about five times. It made me laugh. It's like a glass carriage with a picture of a soldier inside.
With a picture of a soldier. Close enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I don't even think that it was on the BBC or anything. I don't think it was televised at all.
I don't think it was either because I even went back and looked wondering if I could rewatch it. And so all I could find was like from The Guardian or something like that, a kind of a compilation of scenes from the day, but I never could find the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
They underestimate our enthusiasm for their weddings.
Absolutely. I mean, because that's just not going to happen here. You know what I mean? If it happened here, you would be like, well, she needs to get over herself with her glass carriage. You know, that's...
Oh, we would think it was the most ridiculous thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there, it's like, well, this is totally normal. I'm all on board for this.
Absolutely. This is what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well...
Okay. Well, anything else going on there? Any news or notes or developments or... Anything?
I mean, other than the pending excitement over my sleep mask that's going to come this week and probably change my life, I don't really have a lot. We are just in the midst of, I mean, I feel like at this point we've got a backlog of soccer weekends that are going to happen at some point when it quits raining because it keeps getting canceled. And so like every time it gets canceled, I go between the sheer joy of, oh, we just got it because we were supposed to be in Dallas all last weekend. So I was like, we have a free weekend versus... Well, at some point, we're still going to have to go to Dallas. Like, this is still going to happen. So,
and don't you find yourself thinking, like, can't we just pretend like it happened and it's fine?
Yes, like, yes. I mean,
and don't reschedule on my account, everyone.
Exactly. And here's my whole thing about soccer. And I'm going to make this real short because nobody cares. But it's interesting because in this new league that we're playing in, like the games, it's not like you're even playing for anything necessarily. You know what I mean? It's not like you have a champion. So like if you miss, like, so let's just say we don't go to Dallas and we just play that team again some other time, like when it's already scheduled, it really doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. It's not like you can't settle the champion until you have that game.
Exactly. That's kind of how it all feels to me. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I love watching Caroline play, but it's like when it gets canceled and then all of a sudden I'm like, well, with all these rainy weekends and more rain in the forecast, I'm like, I don't really want to be playing club soccer through like the end of December. So I don't know. Cause then it runs into school soccer, which it's not allowed to do. So anyway, so we ended up with a free weekend this weekend, which was nice, but it means that we'll have to go to Dallas at some point in the future.
So this past weekend, David was out of town on a hiking trip and it was just Alex and me at home.
Yeah.
And I didn't have any speaking thing. And just because of the schedule of the weekend, I knew I was not going to get a lot of writing done. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't think it was going to happen. And I really had a moment where I thought this was probably like Saturday night. I was straightening up my kitchen for like the fourth time that day. I had done a lot of laundry. I had cooked some stuff. I had gone to the grocery store and put everything up. And I really had a moment where I was like, is this what my life used to be like? Like, Didn't I just used to have just an endless expanse of free Saturdays?
Yes.
With nothing, nowhere to be, nothing to do, just to fluff my house and light some candles and make some soups or lasagna or whatever. Like, that is some living to me. I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's hard to believe that, I mean, I don't know. It's funny because I thought that I have moments where I'm like Caroline was gone kind of all day. Was it Saturday or Sunday? And I thought, well, this is what our life is going to be like, you know, I don't know. Now the sad part for Perry, that means when he was like, so what's for dinner? I'm like, I don't know. Cause I mean, I'm like, not my problem.
Crackers.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm not feeding a child. So, I don't know, but anyway, yeah, it's interesting when you all of a sudden have all that time.
And I feel like I have been, you know, to have sort of put the curtain down in terms of being constantly abreast of what's going on with the news. Mm-hmm. I also feel like I've done that a little bit with social media where I just don't really have the space for it right now. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah. I love it. I don't have the mental space right now to ingest a lot of it. Mm-hmm. Or to participate a lot in it. Mm-hmm. And that could change in 5 minutes. Like, I don't really know why, but I kind of put my finger on it this weekend, at least part of it, I think, is that when I was in college, I was constantly aware that it was going to come to an end quicker than I would like or expected.
Yes.
Like, it was all going to be over way more quickly than I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
And I have never had that feeling in my life since then until now.
Yeah.
And there's something about ninth grade. There's something about this first year of high school where I know it's going to go by way more quickly than I ever imagined and way more quickly than I want for it to.
Yeah.
And there's something about that where I'm like, I don't want to chase one thing more than I am plugged in right here.
Yeah.
And so, cause there's this, it's like a clock, like it's just just whirling, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. And you know,
it's and funny. You're high of it.
Yeah. But, well, and I think, and you know, it's funny cause Perry even said it this weekend, cause a friend of his is hunting in Colorado and it's a hunt that Perry went on last year and he was gone for, I don't know, like 10 days last year. And Friday night, we ended up, I'm not going to get into it, but we ended up having this long talk with Caroline. And it was just one of those where you're like, oh, this is a pivotal moment, like for us to discuss some things. You know what I mean? Like life and all that stuff. And Perry even said yesterday, he said, you know, he said, it was so funny. He said, because all weekend I was like, man, I wish I was hunting in Colorado. And he said, but I wouldn't give back Friday night for anything. He said, I would have hated it if I had not been here. And I was thinking, I would have hated it if you had not been here too. I didn't want to manage all that on my own. But also it's just that realization of you know, like there's not a lot of time for all that left. Mm-mm. You know, like this is, you got a couple more years to, I don't know, try to help them become fully functioning adults.
I know. And the irony is, I thought about this too, was like that I documented so much of Alex's early life on the blog.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's so much of this that feels so off limits to me. Like not because it's like, oh, well, it's all so private. It's nothing like that. It's just typical stuff. But, but I don't know. Like it's a weird state of mind.
It is.
I will tell you that.
Well, it just feels like it's so everything now. Number one, they're so aware of what we do and things being out there. And number two, it's all more than when they were little. It's like it's this. None of this is really about me. It's all their story that they're living and that they're having to work out. But you're so, I feel like never before, even, and I know you feel the same way, like even when Caroline was a toddler, I've never felt so much like her life is my life right now in terms of like just everything she's doing is that's what I'm doing. When people are like, what'd y'all do this weekend? I'm like, well, we watched soccer and then I took Caroline here and then I took she and her friends here and then we did this. It's like, it's all consuming in a way to me, almost even the toddler years weren't.
Oh yeah. And here's the other thing is that I have, and maybe I've said this before, I don't know, but I have 5 more months to drive him around and that's it.
Oh, that's
5 more months with him and his people in the car with me.
That's like a knife in the heart.
So I don't know. It's in a way, it's very, I feel like we got super serious, but like in a way it's very clarifying. Like it's very, there's not even a choice. It's interesting times.
It is interesting times. It's a new season. We're in a new season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Golly, it's fun.
It is. It's so fun. And I think that's the whole thing is it's so fun and you don't want it to end. Like, you know, it's like, it's that, it's like, well, dang, this is so much fun. I don't want it to be any different than this is right now.
Yeah. Just when you start to get to know all these little people.
Yeah.
That, you know, like threw rocks at each other when they were little and threw up on the playground.
Yes.
Just when you start to get to know them as real life people, it gets to be time for them to go. And that seems sort of unfair.
Yeah. How dare they?
How dare they? but that's the best thing in the world for them to do is to go.
Yeah.
That's what they're made to do.
That's what we're supposed to be doing.
So, I don't know. So welcome to this installment of Deep Thoughts.
Exactly. Sunrise, sunset. Sunrise, sunset.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
I know.
It's something else.
Well, and the irony is because I was speaking at a thing this week and I was like, and I kind of talked about that a little bit. And I said, and here's the irony. I said, if you have toddlers, like people are telling you this, but you're just like, no, right now, you know what? I want to not have like jelly on my pants. You know, like I'm tired
of
sticky fingerprints and I need people to go to bed and I need nap time and it feels endless. Like, God, those years feel endless. And then they're just gone.
And then they're just gone. Then they end. I know. I spoke at, I think I mentioned it on the last podcast that I was going to speak at Chi Omega State Day in Mississippi last Monday.
Yes.
And I did. And I didn't know how long it was going to, or how much it would kind of get into the afternoon. Uh-huh. And so it was much later than I thought it would be when I left. And I ended up missing Alex's game that night. Which turned out apparently to be quite the game. But it was so funny because I got home right before David and Alex got home from the game. And when I said, how was it? Because I had no idea what happened. Mm-hmm. David tried to frown and he said, it was fine. It was just fine. And then I kind of looked at him funny. And then Alex comes around the corner going, it was amazing. You know, David said, I know you get the FOMO in terms of, you know, worrying that you're missing something great. So I was trying not to let on, but he said it really was a phenomenal game. But I was kind of okay. I mean, I was really fine with it just because I made my peace with the fact that I wasn't going to be back in time for it. But
yes,
I don't know.
Oh, goodness gracious. I know.
Well, so anyway, so we hope y'all enjoy after you finish listening to this podcast and you go get in your bed. We hope that time's good for you. We hope it's restorative.
May we recommend QB1 restful. To make you forget about this.
Yes. And Melanie has a thing about a mask you can wear make you look all fresh when you wake up or decide to finally drag yourself out of the bed in several hours. Golly. Well,
I know. Maybe we all need to go see Brian Chalmers. I hear he's a great therapist. And he can help
that you away.
Through. He can help you through.
Well, his song Tokyo has meant a lot to me in these past few days.
That's sometimes so. That's what you need.
All right.
All right.
Well, sorry for the downer, everybody. Yeah. It's not a downer though. It's just real life. No. And it's just the recognition that real life is better than anything else.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, and I think it's encouraging because I think for moms of toddlers, you've got so much fun yet to have. So,
my word.
You know, because I mean, I remember when Caroline was leaving for kindergarten, I was like, now I'm like, oh God, this is so much better than any of that.
Well, on QB1, this is not giving anything away, but Jake Fromm goes to, after he finishes his senior season, he goes ahead and moves to Athens to start working out with the team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As he's walking toward the dorm, his mama, who's the mother of three boys, mm-hmm. who still has two at home, as he's walking away, she says, "You'll always be my baby, Jake Fromm." Oh. And I thought, well, I'm going, and I'm done. But like, I did think about, I thought, golly, you know, I mean, you think about parents who have raised three and four kids who are super involved in whatever they've been involved in, whether that's sports or band or drama or
yes,
what just whatever art, like whatever their interests mm-hmm. have been. And then you just really do end up giving such a huge chunk of your life and to help them invest in those things.
Yeah.
And then that, and then it's over. Good night, everyone.
I'm going to go. I was going to cook dinner, but now we're going to have to pick up. I'm going to go tape my forehead and go get in the bed.
Yep, that's gonna be my new thing. I'm gonna use. Yeah. I'm just gonna go tape my forehead and get in the bed. That's the best way I know how to sum up the backside of the 40s.
Exactly. Got to go tape my forehead. Get in bed.
Oh gosh. Okay. Well, we'll come back soon, hopefully with lots of cheerful things to talk about. Like
that's right.
Our favorite colors exactly. and puppies.
That's right. Oh, all right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. We'll talk to you later.
The little boy at play.
I don't remember growing older. Where